everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Corey's first drag experience, the thank you next video, Troye Sivan for best new artist, and the drama of Tumblr banning porn. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Well, hello, Corey.
Hello, Tyler. The
my
apple.
Sweet little apple.
I was going to call you the apple of my eye.
Okay, so I need to tell you something. I was at a December festivities evening last night. Okay.
A holiday gathering, if
Thank you
will.
Yes, it was a holiday gathering. It was to celebrate the beginning of December. We were all snuggled around. People were having hot cocoa, whiskey, you know, things of that nature.
Was there mulled cider?
There was not.
Oh.
There were two dogs running around spilling people's drinks.
You know, that's not where I want to be.
There were s'mores M&Ms.
Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, just the, like, s'mores M&Ms.
Yes.
I was picturing, like, a s'more with an M&M in the middle, and I thought, I don't necessarily need that.
I would like that. I don't mind that.
A little crunch in your s'more.
I don't hate it. Hannah Hart was there. We were trading Pokemon. It was a beautiful...
You better not have given her any of those Michigan ones that you've been saving for me.
No. I gave her that, like, bug... The final evolution of the bug from the 7-day packaging because she didn't have
smart.
It. She's kind of, she's not really doing so hot. So I'm just trying to help her out. But the point of my story was there was a moment when somebody, we were all going around showing people different clips that would make each other gag or scream or whatever the hell. And one clip that somebody showed me was somebody had put a Granny Smith apple up their ass, or well, my first thought was, did they swallow it whole? And then I'm thinking, there's no way it could go through everything and then come out the other side fully whole still. But then I was thinking, the skin of a Granny Smith. I don't know how strong. But anyway, they came. It started as just like a tight butthole, okay, and then you slowly see it getting bigger, and it's the shade of Granny Smith green, getting bigger, 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 and then it flies toward the camera and knocks the camera over. Thoughts.
I don't love it. How are you sure that it wasn't like a prop apple? Like
I don't
very
know.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
I was not on set, so I don't know.
Did they film it afterward? Maybe it was just a green ping pong ball. I'm sorry to crush your hopes and dreams.
You know what? I'm gonna get the link. I told him to text it to me, this boy that was at the party, and then he just didn't. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, what's the point of our friendship? So I'm gonna I'll get back to you once I find the clip.
You'll have to text him again. Just go back to the message and do the double tap exclamation point. Like,
right.
Like, listen, bitch, I have things to do and I need to show people this apple coming out of someone's booty hole.
Do you think I do the iMessage reactions too much?
No, I mean, I use it all the time.
I get a lot of grief from people saying, like, that's not a real text.
Well, I mean, everyone just always gives you grief in general because you're a terrible texter.
I was going to say no, but...
In fact, a very bad texter.
I only have 8 unread messages on my phone right now.
Oh, that's so nice.
Should we reply to them live? Let's see.
Is there anybody good?
Austin texted me a SoundCloud link to an hour-long rave. He says, I love listening to raves because I think, oh, bitch, Tyler's going to go nuts listening to this. Is that my brand?
Is that your version of ASMR?
It's just straight up
sounds
rave.
Of a rave. And if so, can we be, the next time we go to a rave, can we just walk around with mics attached to ourselves so that we can get, like, audio of a rave?
Excuse me? Oh, like, as if, like, we're, like, recording a podcast live at a rave?
Yes. So that we can then upload it to SoundCloud or whatever, and then people will listen to our rave experience.
I don't hate it.
I'm going to show up in the rave in a beekeeper costume with a low-key microphone. Bitch, this is like, I saw it yesterday. I was at Walgreens, which, I mean, I go to pretty much every day.
Okay.
And some bitch just walking up and down the aisles with her phone on a selfie stick, just filming the aisles, like all the items in the aisles.
Vloggers are out of control.
And I thought, what content does she think she's capturing? Get out of my way. I want a pack of gum.
Maybe she's Walgreens corporate. Maybe she's like a hired girl. Influencer for Walgreens.
I don't know. She was trying to be like inconspicuous about it, but then I kept like, she just kept being in my way and I kept noticing that she was in the way. And then she like gave me the smile and she definitely seemed like she was an up and coming vlogger.
Aren't we all?
I'm not. Nope. In fact, I'm not.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quip. There is a little buzzy gift on everyone's list this year. It's something that they'll use twice a day, it was featured on Oprah's O List, and it is perfect for everyone with a mouth. Like you. Like me. That is Quip. It's an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip is the gift that keeps refreshing, with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure that they are never using old, worn-out, or ineffective bristles. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. We love that. With sensitive sonic vibrations gentle enough on your sensitive gums and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides, so your whole mouth is going to be exactly how you want it. And Quip makes holiday travels clean and easy with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles for on-the-go brushing. And honestly, what I probably love most about Quip is that it doesn't require a clunky charger and it runs for 3 months on one charge. That's the best. So honestly, Quip is looking like the big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip, G-E-T-Q-U-I-P, getquip.com/psycho right now, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That is your first refill pack free at getquip.com/psycho, getquip.com/psycho. Thank you so much, Quip, for sponsoring the podcast. And y'all listeners, little cycle babies, go get your mouth fresh and clean for the holidays. Did you give her any tips or tricks?
No, I told her, get out of my way. That's my tip.
Okay, I love that.
I was in a hurry. I was going to a Toys for Tots charity event. I don't know if it was like officially Toys for Tots. Listen, it was my holiday.
Was it a Toys for Tots parody event? Like,
no,
like listen. Sex toys for like adults that like to act like babies during sex.
Yeah.
Google Gaga, etc.
I very much saw the like 4,000 plus toys that we had all raised or brought in or whatever, and I just kept thinking, I just want to go crawl through those toys, get all the babies back together.
No,
play with all the Barbies. It was it was put on by like the gays of San Francisco, and I mean it was a very much like the majority of the people there were gay men, and we had to stop by the toy store to get our toys on the way, and the whole toy store aisle was just all every gay we knew in the city also buying their toys from the same toy store, going to the same toy charity event. It was very much like that episode of Friends where it was like Phoebe says she has to, the more alcohol she drinks, the less for the children. I think that's what, okay. I think that's what the people thought they were up to last night.
Did you see,
Toys for Tots event.
Speaking of which, Friends is going to be taken off of Netflix starting in January?
No, and you're already like 2 minutes behind because I've since seen on Twitter in the last 10 minutes
that was fake news.
That it was fake news.
Oh my God.
Look at you perpetuating fake media.
I don't care, really. I also still wonder if what I said about Rita Ora and Calvin Harris was fake news. That keeps coming back to me and I'm thinking, well, was it? What's the deal?
No, you're just laying in bed at night thinking, did I spread fake news?
That's all I ever wonder.
Is that what's keeping you up at night?
Well, that and
the fact that porn is leaving Tumblr.
Oh my God, is that fake news? I hope that's fake news.
I did some digging.
What did you dig?
Well, I did. I thought, why? Why is Tumblr doing this?
Well, because it was child porn or something.
Yes, that's what then the digging Yahoo, led me to the child porn.
Well, don't dig too hard then. Yahoo is in charge of Tumblr, and I think Yahoo apparently was like, you know what? We can't police this. We're just going to say no to any fun.
No nipple. They're not even letting a woman's boob be there.
I hope that doesn't equate that I just meant that like child porn is fun, but I just mean sex. Anyway, but yeah, I saw that the definition was like no female presenting nipples, which I was just like, oh girl, what are you even on about?
What world are we living in, Tumblr? I saw a lot of people posting like, well, it was fun while it lasted. And I'm like, actually, I don't really use Tumblr for porn at all.
Well, you are really making a mistake then.
I can
send you some links to some incredible Tumblr blogs.
Oh, well, we've got
I mean, you have a couple about days 2 weeks. Speaking of which, kind of, what's the status of
this
your
child porn related?
No. I hope not. What's the status of your Instagram inbox?
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing is now I think if that episode taught me anything, it's that people listen to our podcast in their own time.
Oh, because so they're trickling.
Now, I mean, I was expecting a big boom the day that episode came out, but now it's like a slow roll.
It's if you will. It's not a shooter, it's a gusher.
Yeah, no, it's a slow oozer.
It's a dribble.
It's a double dribble. And that's the only time you're going to get a basketball reference on this podcast.
Can you do a crisscross? Is that what it's called?
Like where you bounce the ball between your legs.
And you make a little boy trip, I feel. I've seen clips of adults like back and forth, and then the child falls over and skins their neck or something.
I think I've seen a Vine of that as well. I love that.
A double dribble.
Can't believe we've resorted to talking about basketball.
You know, speaking of us.
Balls.
Sure. Speaking of balls, kind of. Okay, so... have we talked about the Taron Egerton, what's it called, Elton John movie coming out?
Fan appreciation site that I run?
No. But yes, Tumblr's going to take that down. No, the Elton John movie coming out with him in it.
I haven't even seen that.
You haven't seen the preview for it?
No, sir.
Taron Egerton, you familiar?
Yeah, I know her.
He's in the movie what?
Kingsman,
which we love. I didn't see the second one, but you know what? It's whatever. I loved when he was all drenched in water and just in his underwear. He was looking fine and delicious. Anyway. Like a snack, if you will. Okay, so he was doing an interview about the Elton John movie he's in, and he sings in it, and he's just like a very, like, what are those movies called about, like, somebody's life?
Biopic?
Sure, thank you. So anyway, he was doing an interview about it, and they asked him about the gay sex in it and if there's any gay sex, and he said that he really threw himself into it.
No.
Yes.
Don't tease me with this sort of information. Is this any of this exist in a trailer form?
Well, I didn't see anything in the trailer, but he says he enjoyed the scene a lot, the gay sex scene. He says, I really threw myself into it. I filmed my first sex scene for this film, and it's with a quite well-known man. I actually think the gay community will be quite surprised by quite how gay it feels. I loved every second of it. Okay, work. Are we happy?
So he thinks us as gay men are going to appreciate seeing two straight men pretend to be gay and make out. Well,
fine.
I guess he's right.
Fine, I'll enjoy it if I must.
Fine, I will watch it. Twist my arm.
I mean, I feel like, you know, people hate straight people when they play a gay character.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like I'm very eager to watch this, so it's kind
of, you know. He also played a gorilla in Sing.
Did he?
Should have we had a real gorilla play it?
Was he a sexy gorilla though? I'm kind of remembering that.
I haven't seen Sing, but I think it is on Netflix. It's staying on Netflix just like Friends is staying on Netflix.
Okay.
So I guess I have to watch Sing at the end of this.
Well, have you seen the music video by Pentatonix for Sing, their single?
No.
I'm in it.
Maybe. What?
It's from like 2016 or something. I sent a clip via iPhone.
Yeah, in 2006 you had a razor.
I was just telling. 2016.
I think in 2016 you had a razor too, sis. Okay, I can't keep up. Well. You got the multicolored tricolor pack on eBay.com.
Anywho's a call.
So really when I sent you that picture from my big drag debut, you didn't even know it was me?
I had an inkling that it could have been you.
It was such the transformation. You just thought, who is she?
No, I thought...
Sexy drag queen.
I truly thought, why is Corey sending me this tragic image of a tragic drag queen in broad daylight?
Yeah, Flash was not my friend.
Well, so, and then I was like, maybe I'm too stoned for this. And so then I came back to it later, and I showed my friends, because we were all at the holiday soiree last night.
With the dogs kicking over the glasses.
I said, does this look like Corey to you? And they said, no. And so I said, okay, it's settled. And then you replied and said, that's me, bitch!
Yeah.
Well.
And then you've just been shook ever since. Is it your new wallpaper on your phone, or whatever they call it?
It's not.
Don't you think instead of a wallpaper for your phone, we should just call it our phone screensaver? It'd make it a lot easier for my brain.
It's called my background, I think.
I think for my brain, I just need that sort of screensaver moment.
Okay. What's the background on your phone right now?
Oh, a nice winter scene with pine trees. Just really taking me there. Although sometimes I wonder if somebody sees it, they're going to think that I'm like a Twilight fan.
Well,
does look a little.
It was the how many year anniversary of Twilight? 10, maybe?
I don't think 40.
10 year anniversary, I think. And somebody was just tweeting about it, and it came up on my timeline, a clip of them playing baseball. Do you remember that scene?
I saw an article online that was like, how the iconic baseball scene came together 10 years later.
I kind of feel like that was... People were
did
like,
"Did you write that article?"
No, it just popped up on my feed, and I thought, "Wow, this was the worst thing that's ever been made. It was so bad, it was terrible." Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like running full speed and blah 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 blah.
I own all three of the movies. I guess I should rewatch. Or there's four movies. I don't know. I can't keep track. You know, I fell asleep during the Harry Potter movie.
I didn't know that. I have a question.
I have an answer.
Well, it's that time of the year again.
You're on your period.
That time of the year. It's the heavy flow. It's a dribble.
Your diaphragm fell out.
It's a double dribble, my baby. No, it's that time of the year for Times Person of the Year.
Are you putting your name in the hat again?
Who are you voting for, bitch?
We can vote.
That's how it works.
Oh, no, that's not true.
I think, yeah.
No, it's not the People's Choice Awards. Time Magazine just picks.
There's a reader's poll.
Well, that's just to get, like, hype. But, like, time at the end of the day, time has the time to say who it is.
Would you rather vote in a reader's poll or...
poll of readers.
Or enjoy a breeder's poll?
Well, I think we all know the answer to that.
You love practicing democracy.
I love practicing democracy. So I'm going to go voting in the time poll. Who's the choices?
Well, BTS.
Okay. I was going to say something really controversial.
Currently in second place in the vote is undocumented children.
I was like...
Third place is Thai cave divers.
Okay.
Fourth place, it's a tie. 3% of the vote goes to Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Serena Williams, Colin Kaepernick.
All of them are tied. What is it, women?
I said Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Donald Glover, Meghan Markle, you know.
I was like, was the tie, did the tie cave driver?
What are they? Who are they?
A Thai cave diver.
Uh-huh.
They're the people of the year?
I guess. They really did that.
Okay.
Do you know who 6ix9ine is?
It's a rapper, I think.
Can you tell me everything you know about this human?
Is it like 6X9X?
Yeah, it's like...
I feel like so many of these rappers nowadays have like what like emo girls' MySpace handles were... like growing up, like X baby girl X, or like X smile 13X, because like someone had already taken smile 13, so like
you know what I mean? I had one like that. Mine was It was like something like X Poetic Justice X or something.
No.
Yeah, it was like a the used lyric or something, or I don't know what it was.
Buttons the Clown X.
No, it was something with the used. I was very into the used for a second.
You were into the used? How did I not know this about you? I was very into the used.
Well,
no,
wait,
that's
I expect
very
that
into
from
getting
you.
Used.
Okay, okay.
I'm kidding. So I had my big drag performance. It was a lot of work.
Wait, did you perform?
No, we went to a 70s disco party, and it was a lot of fun. Oh, but speaking of what you were saying about Hannah Hart, I was waiting in line. It was this like upstairs bar that had a very small bathroom that our friends had rented out. And there was like one bathroom and a very long line. And I just wanted to cut in line so I could dab like the sweat off of everything.
Oh,
because
God.
I was a sweaty, sweaty mess. And I ran into one of my friend's boyfriends who was in town visiting, and he and I are Pokemon friends. And while we were standing there waiting in line, we were like, wait, should we trade Pokemon right now? And everybody in line was like, are you guys fucking talking about Pokemon? And I thought, calm down. We're cooler than you. It'll be all right. Just let us like trade something.
Wow. Did you get anything good?
No, he was a little bit like Hannah, where I was like, I've got a lot of extra of like good things if you need anything. And he was all, I can give you a Chansey.
I know. Hannah, bless your soul. She was just like, do you need any of the starters? I was like, what's your goal here?
Well, that you know Nathan still needs a Bulbasaur.
I know. All the people in our lives really need to step their bussies up.
It's tough. I mean, he was very impressed that I was on level 38. So let's just say that. That was my whole drag night was just surrounded around me talking about Pokemon and not taking any pictures of myself in drag. It was a lot. I made pads. I had to put on like 9 pair of nylons. By the end of the day, the pads were like cutting into my hips, which I was like, how does this even happen?
Drag is a full what?
Body contact sport?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it made me wonder, like when you were on Drag Race, did they like make pads for you, or was it just that your natural fat ass?
Okay. Everyone thought it was my natural thickness. Everyone was quote tweeting my like video and gif of it being like, damn, I didn't know Tyler was so thick. I was like, wait, no, how do I clarify? How do I put an asterisk? It was like real padding. It was like couch cushion, baby.
But like, who made that for you?
What do you mean? Monet had that.
She just had extra?
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
I mean, I think they all come with like a lot of extra stuff, like for everything that they might possibly need.
Got it. Yeah. No, because I had to like the night before we were going out on a Friday and Thursday night, I had to spend the whole night like making hip pads, and I got blisters all over my hands.
It made them yourself? Wow.
Yeah. We had to go to Joanne Fabrics.
Okay, you know you could just go to like a Goodwill or something and just buy cushions, but that actually might not be clean.
Don't get me started. I complain all the time of that like episode of Drag Race where Michelle Visage is like, "Don't say anything about money. Money is not an excuse. If you need hip pads, just go find a couch laying on the street." And I'm like, bitch, where do you live where there's just couches laying on the street?
I have to say, all around West Hollywood, there's mattresses everywhere. And every time I walk by them, I think, wow.
You think you're just going to take Leland, a mattress?
This Leland mattress promo. That's all I ever think.
You think you're just going to take a mattress off the street and make drag queen hip pads? Like, that's how you get lice and or bed bugs or both, or at least a very bad skin rash.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't...
That's what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is Monet Exchange made you wear mattress hip pads that she found on the street.
And I've had bed bugs ever since.
Bitch, you've had bed bugs since we lived together in 2011 and you gave me bed bugs.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that was scabies.
This is slander and libel. I think I don't know the difference, so it's both. Thank you.
Well, send me a cease and desist in the mail, girl.
Cease. You put the cis in desist. Thank
take
you.
Take me on Judge Judy.
Okay.
Wouldn't that just be the day?
The two of us against each other in Judge Judy. I think that would be the best Psycho Babble promo we could think of.
You know what I was doing the other day when I was very stoned on the couch?
What?
I just fell into the darkest rabbit hole about Antarctica.
Is that your drag name? Antarctica?
Antarctica, and I'm everybody's aunt.
And she's just like kind of like a snow queen. That's kind of a vibe.
And she's very, Elsa from
Yes, Antarctica. Antarctica.
Antarctica.
I hate people that pronounce it aunt.
I told somebody that last night at the Toys for Tots event. No,
you really hate making friends.
I said, can you believe that this event has no tots? I mean, tater tots. And can you stop saying aunt, please? I get it. You hate me.
You know, I didn't say I liked you.
Wait, so I was just thinking if why isn't there more news about Antarctica? Like, what's going on down there? Tyler, think about it.
I don't know how
like it would just be quicker to fly over Antarctica if you were going from like New Zealand to Argentina.
Not with like wind currents and things.
Oh, so they invent wind currents?
What is that sentence even? I'm going to let you explain that question because I'm not even going to answer it.
I want to know if you're flying from New Zealand to like Argentina, why don't you just fly over Antarctica? If the world's not flat.
Baby, why don't you Google it? I don't know.
I was trying to Google it.
Are you a flat earther?
I guess I am now.
You're just a flat bitch who loves flat earth.
Bitch, it's turtles all the way down, honey.
Excuse me? Is it?
Did you read the new John Green book?
Turtles.
Yeah, bitch, I did. It was incredible. It's turtles all the way down is what they say in the book. Spoiler alert.
I know.
That's it's a flat earth. It's a turtles all the way down.
Would you rather live on a flat earth or be a flat A cup bitch?
I'm both, bitch, because I'm on a flat earth, and I went full boy chest when I did drag over the weekend.
Oh, of course you did. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Dropbox. Dropbox is something that I use all the time. I feel like a lot of people think that Dropbox is just this storage utility, but it's honestly a lot more than that. It's an active collaboration platform with some of the most innovative things that you can use. What I love most about Dropbox is that it honestly helps teams navigate workplace tensions by providing them with seamless, frictionless experiences, keeping the team in continuous flow and really in sync. Honestly, imagine just a place where everything just flows. At Dropbox, they are building a home for all of any team's work in the conversation around it with a suite of tools that maximizes inspiration and minimizes distraction. Because when teams are in flow, everything just clicks. To learn more, visit dropbox.com/flow. Dropbox, keep teams flowing. Thank you so much, Dropbox, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the hot gossip. Can we talk about the Ariana Grande music video?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Will you tell me?
Oh, God, did you see that article that was like the reach of all reaches of all reaches?
About it being racist and queerphobic and transphobic and blah, 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 and anti-queer.
And it said that, what's her name, Mother Kardashian?
Chris.
Karen.
Karen. Chris.
Yeah, Karen, yeah. Kardashian. It's like Chris Kardashian was saying thanks to you next to Caitlyn Jenner.
I read all of it.
I thought, if this article doesn't stop soon. Anyways, what did you want to say about
it? I just felt like, that article was ridiculous, and the reach of all reaches, I hope they stretched, but...
Is that why you brought it up, or you wanted to talk about the video itself?
No, the video itself. Were you happy with the video? I mean, I think it's like the peak example of like childhood references and like appreciating like... you know, the things that we're nostalgic for, to the point where I don't know if it like did anything more than just reference those things. Like, was there much of a, I know I'm getting it dragged, but was there much of a point?
You know, Hollywood loves a remake.
I know, but like, why not take all those, that imagery and take all the iconic stuff and like do something with it? Maybe I missed the mark because I was watching it on my phone while I was like eating ice cream. So I don't know if I really was paying the most attention. What was the point of it? Can you tell me? The new PB&J Halo Top. It's incredible.
I mean, I thought it was a great... I liked the video. And like sometimes I think it is just nice to like reference something and make it nostalgic. I mean, if you look at it, I watched a video of all of the things side by side. And I mean, it wasn't exactly. So if your point is to like... What is your point? You thought it was too similar?
I thought that it just didn't like... say anything. Like, yeah, she like had fun and got to like be Regina George in a music video. Like, I'm sure she had the best time making the video, but like, what was the point of the video? Do you know?
I mean, I say that a lot when I watch Gaga videos.
I mean, oh, bitch, fuck off. Anyway, I'm happy that it beat the record and she seems to be having fun and blah, blah, blah. Good single. Okay.
I liked it. You called me old because when I saw that trailer with Troy in it and he called lesbians sick, I said, does he hate lesbians?
Bitch, you're because basically the person that wrote that article. You were like,
because I was so old that I didn't. I was so old. Well, the only one I agreed with was the misunderstanding of like calling something sick and having it be cool. Like, I'm sorry, that went at my first view and my first glance. I thought, did he just hate on lesbians? But then I guess I was educated by the youth and they taught me that sick is cool. That's sick. This podcast is sick. That's sick. We're Jesus. Sick.
Is this episode going to go live before or after the Grammy nominations come out?
After.
Okay.
So we are just really fucked.
I know. I was just reading like some predictions of who they think is going to be up for Best New Artist. Who are you hoping for?
I don't know. I mean, I like Grammys. I watch Grammys. I think Grammys are important, but I think I'm at an age now where I pick a problem with a lot of these like award shows, like the Oscars and the Grammys, because it's just a bunch of like people picking and it doesn't really speak true necessarily to like the actual metrics or the actual downloads.
Well, that's why you like the Billboard Music Awards. Cause it's very right. like, okay, well this sold
they
the most,
usually,
so it wins.
Right, they honor who sold the most albums that year, and I get it. It's not always about the numbers, and I get sometimes people just buy something because they're a fan of somebody. But I don't know. It's interesting. I wish. I don't know. I think what I'm trying to say is I wish I had a say in these things.
You know, isn't Connor Franta a Grammy voter?
I have not talked to Connie Franny since probably she was on our podcast last.
Well, why don't you shoot her a text and tell her to vote for who you think should be best new artist?
Connie, if you have your little ballot and you get a little busy this winter season, just send it my way. I will fill it out and I will help you vote.
This article that I have pulled up that has predictions for best new artist, this category always drives me nuts because it's like sometimes people that have been out for years but they're just now having their like big shining in the moment, so like they consider that their debut.
That was like Alessia Cara winning last year and everyone was mad about it, and I thought, give her the respect she deserves because I love Alessia Cara.
P.S. Have you listened to the new Alessia Cara album?
Of course I did. I woke up, I listened to it straight through probably 3 times.
I'm loving it.
I love her.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, this is saying that their predictions for the 5 nominees for Best New Artist include, you're going to roll your eyes because it's like all people that have been around. BB Rexha.
Okay.
Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
Ella May and Troy Sivan. Not LMFAO, no. Ella May and Troy Sivan.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty stacked list. How is Cardi B new? Maybe she is new.
I think that
she's just as new as Dua and Troy, right?
I agree. I mean, that sounds about right for me. That's who I would have guessed were the usual suspects. It's just like, as long as you haven't been nominated in another like major category, then you can be eligible for Best New Artist, which is how, who's that guy you love?
Who?
That like guy who sings about Michigan.
Sufjan Stevens?
That's how Sufjan Stevens won 12 years after his debut or whatever.
Oh, really?
It was. Yeah.
I didn't know he won Best New Artist. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe that's who I think I'm talking about.
I don't know.
It's getting late in the day.
Anyway, okay, well.
Mother needs her nap.
Does she need to, do you need me to tuck her in?
I've been very sleepy all day. I need to go get a Christmas tree. It's time to do the holiday thing.
I think I'm about to go to a Christmas tree farm this afternoon too.
Yeah.
So.
You're all shop, don't adopt. I mean, adopt, don't shop, honey.
Okay.
Did you see that big, like, Rockefeller Center tree was, like, 2 lesbians raised it?
You know, I didn't catch that.
Well, so, haha, look at our big lesbian tree.
Okay.
Suck
anyway,
on that, straight people.
It's been real. You know, I would like to do a deep dive of Grammy nominees at some point before the Grammys actually air and after the nominees get announced.
Well, nominees are coming out like this week. And,
okay.
And the award ceremony itself isn't until February. So
we've got some time. I'd like to, and then maybe we can listen to all of the nominees and then we can have a good discussion about like what we think should win. Make our ballots.
Lord knows I've already listened to them, so I'll make that little to-do list for you, girl.
Oh, really? You've listened to 6ix9ine to Takashi?
Yes, I have. Talkie Talkie, bitch.
What is Talkie Talkie? Is that girl in it?
It's a Selena Gomez song.
Yes. Oh, God.
All I know is the last time I was in LA, which was when I was visiting you and I drove from San Francisco to LA, I had to listen to Talkie Talkie on the radio about 100 times and I thought, this is not for me.
I still haven't heard it.
It's about chips, right?
I don't know. Chips. I don't know. Fire up chips?
You know what I still haven't heard?
What?
The Katy Perry Christmas song in full.
I like it, kind of. I think.
There's a video coming, I heard.
Well, great.
Yes.
I'm a Katy Perry fan these days, so, you know.
I looked at the merch that she put on her website revolving the holiday single, and I thought, those look like comfy sweats. But that's the that on that.
Are you telling me to get them for you for Christmas? Because it's not going to happen.
Oh, we don't do gifts exchange.
P.S. Have you heard the last question? Did you hear the new Leland song? Do you like it?
I do. I love all things Leland. I was thinking about how I need to make a Spotify playlist called Leland, where it's just all his songs that I love that are bops.
And songs that he wrote. I'm going to go see him in concert tonight. I'm excited.
I saw that he was tweeting about that, and I was V-gel.
Well, see you there,
LMFAO.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your lives. Corey, where can people find us?
I am online. It's true.
Okay, that's all. You can find me, Tyler Oakley, on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere. Also, if you're listening, did you know that you can listen to the podcast on many different apps and things? Where all can people listen, Corey?
Oh, you know, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of the places.
Wow. I feel like there are so many great options for you to recommend to your friends and family.
Well, maybe this holiday season, you should give your friends the gift of humor by writing on a little note, my gift for you is telling you to listen to Psychobabble.
I would love if y'all motherfucker listeners told some people, hey, I've got a podcast that I really enjoy, and it's this. that would mean a lot to me and Corey, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.